here's a story from The World.
In Cuba, a jailed artist has been granted a strange sort of freedom. He's been exiled. Visual artist Hamlet Labastida had been held in a maximum security prison in Havana since June on the charge of instigation to commit a crime. This past Saturday, Cuban officials took Labastida from the prison directly to the airport, then put him on a plane headed to Poland with his partner, Cuban writer Catherine Bisquet. Joining me now is another Cuban artist and activist who knows the experience of being detained by the Cuban government. Tania Bruguera is now at Harvard University, where she's a senior lecturer in media and performance. You know Hamlet Labastida personally, Tania. Who is he?
Yeah, Hamlet Labastida was my student 20 years ago. He is an artist who is interested in the history of Cuba and the history of totalitarian regime. Someone who has studied for the last 15 years the transition process in East Europe. And that's what he works in his collages and his illustrations and animations and installations. He has studied the history of repression in Cuba like nobody else.
Can you give us an example of his recent work?
His work has the form of stencils. He takes images of the propaganda logos used in different institutions in Cuba, official institutions, and he makes a stencil out of the compositions. And the beauty of it is that the stencils should be used to spray paint on walls and on the street. But because it is forbidden in Cuba, what he does is just showing the stencil, like almost the possibility of maybe one day being able to stamp your ideas in the public sphere.
So Hamlet Labastida was released from maximum security prison in Cuba and sent to Poland. Why Poland as opposed to another country?
Family reasons. His kid, whose mother is Polish, and the kid himself was born in Poland. So that was the visa that could be granted to him.
Can we assume that Hamlet Labastida was given a choice, continued prison or exile?
He was actually put in that position where he had to choose between remaining in jail indeterminately or leaving the country. So he was obliged to exile.
So the charge that Labastida faced back in June when he was arrested, instigation to commit a crime, help us understand what that's about.
Well, Cuba has a legal system that, first of all, is selective. So the law do not apply to everyone. For example, if you are close to the government or people in power, you can literally steal, be corrupt, and you will not be sentenced or trial in the same way the rest of the Cubans. And if you are a dissident or if you have shown any animosity towards the government, is judged in a very, very harsh way. For example, if you are in the street with a protest poster, instead of judging you for demonstrating in the street, they will judge you for disrupting peace in the public space.
So did the charge relate to any of Labastida's works of art?
Absolutely not. They are related to the fact that he is a member of the 27N movement.
Which is what?
It is a movement that was created last year on the 27th of November when more than 500 artists from all disciplines demonstrated in front of the Ministry of Culture and demanding the institution to intervene in favor of artists with the government and to defend the right artists have.
So those artist demonstrations, as you said, were last November. Then this past July, dramatic demonstrations against the Cuban government by citizens of all stripes. Did you take part in those?
I was going to participate. We had a plan with a group of other artists to go in front of the National TV building to demand 5 minutes of air to explain who we are, why we wanted to do this. I could not join them because I had police in front of my building waiting for me to go out. So a lot of the activists begged me not to go out because they wanted me to do some other work than to be beaten by this group of people.
What has become of that protest movement, Tania?
We still have around 800 people in prison. It's not legal because the people who went out on the 11th of July had the constitutional right under Article 56 to peacefully demonstrate in the streets. The problem is that the Cuban government is afraid of a new demonstration, which everyone is expecting. We don't know when or how, but everybody is expecting that. And they think that by having that many people in jail, they will stop something that is unavoidable.
Mm. So jailing any dissident shuts them up. Jailing an artist dissident also shuts down their platform. Does being exiled or Hamlet Lavastida, does it effectively accomplish that because their work can't get back to the island?
Yes and no. If you are outside, sometimes you have a better condition to tell your story. But what the government do is once you leave the country, they use that to discredit you. It almost feels like the only legitimate position is to be physically inside the island. And of course, if you are a dissident physically inside the island, your life will be reduced to nothing or be in jail until they decide it's not useful anymore for them.
So what does this all mean for you? Will you be able to return to Cuba?
We don't know. This is the power they have. This is the magic of Cuba. The government can do whatever they want.
Tania Bruguera is a Cuban artist and activist and a senior lecturer in media and performance at Harvard University. Tania, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.